From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Grisco with the news on This Day in Maine for Monday, October 28th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A Republican state lawmaker has turned himself in after police issued a warrant for his arrest over the weekend. Sanford police say that Lucas Lanigan arrived at the York County Jail earlier this morning. Lanigan faces one charge of domestic violence aggravated assault based on reports that Sanford police received last Friday. Lanigan is running for re-election against Democrat Patricia Kidder. He represents House District 141 and served as a Sanford City Councilor for 5 years before winning his first term to the Maine House in 2022. Open enrollment for Maine's online health insurance marketplace begins this Friday, November 1st. The Mills administration is encouraging residents who aren't covered through Medicare, MaineCare, or their employer to check out health and dental plans on the website covermeme.gov. Last year, more than 60,000 Mainers enrolled in Marketplace plans. State officials say the majority were eligible for tax credits, which reduced their premiums by hundreds of dollars on average. Enrollment for the 2025 plan year runs through mid-January, but consumers need to choose a plan by mid-December in order to have coverage by the first of the year. Now, as open enrollment for Maine's health insurance marketplace begins this Friday, its director is already looking ahead to 2026, when enhanced tax credits first implemented during the COVID pandemic are set to expire. Patty White reports.
The enhanced tax credits help more than 50,000 Maine consumers save thousands of dollars a year, says Hillary Schneider, the director of Maine's health insurance marketplace. In a recent online press briefing, Schneider cited the case of a 60-year-old man from Oxford County with multiple sclerosis. She says he was able to switch careers and become self-employed because his marketplace health insurance was affordable. But that could change if the tax credits aren't extended.
He could lose the tax credits altogether. Would have to pay more than $1,500 per month or nearly $20,000 a year.
The enhanced tax credits are set to expire at the end of next year, but advocates say Congress needs to take action now because insurance companies are already making coverage decisions for 2026. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Conservation groups in Maine are getting a $25 million infusion from the federal government to continue stream restoration work to boost fish passage. The USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, the Nature Conservancy in Maine, and other groups are working to replace culverts with bridges or other structures that improve water flow and passage of migratory fish species, including the endangered Atlantic salmon.
The salmon and our native brook trout, they need to move around a lot in our upland areas, you know, way, way far inland, much, much further from the sea than most people expect.
Christian Fox is a watershed restoration specialist with the Nature Conservancy. In addition to supporting fish, Fox says the infrastructure improvements are more climate resilient than standard culverts and are less likely to wash out during heavy rainstorms. When residents of Bar Harbor go to the polls next month, they'll weigh in once again on an issue that's divided the town for years. They'll be asked to approve a new ordinance that would raise the limit on cruise ship visitors and replace the existing cap of 1,000 people per day enacted 2 years ago. But with many residents and businesses firmly entrenched in their positions, the outcome of this fall's referendum may not settle the issue. Caitlin Bedayan reports.
When Valerie Peacock braves the crowded Bar Harbor Hannaford parking lot to get groceries, her 10-year-old son insists on staying home. Because every time she goes into town, Peacock is waylaid by fellow residents wanting to talk about cruise ships. As the town council chair, she's a central figure in a contentious debate that never seems to end.
I do care about it, and I have put a lot of time and effort into understanding it. But I think there are other issues that I would love to be talking about. And other work that we could be doing, too. And, it is a small town, so it's impossible to get away from it.
The debate centers on a citizens' petition enacted by voters 2 years ago that limits cruise ship visitors to 1,000 per day. It places the burden on dock owners to count people entering town and charges the dock owners a $100 fee for each person over the limit. But after 2 years of lawsuits against the town, from parties in favor and against the ordinance, Peacock says the town council started to look for a different way forward.
And so, you know, the question is, how much less do we want and how do we figure that out? And then how do we make that happen?
The council arrived at a new proposal, a daily cap of 3,200 cruise ship visitors with additional weekly and monthly limits. So while there could be more people in town on a given day, there will also be more days with no ships at all. It also shifts the enforcement of the caps to a process of licensing and contracts directly with cruise lines.
It really does set us up with a very clear and direct way to manage visitation in the future.
But after years of arguments, fundamental rifts over the presence of cruise ships still sharply divide the town.
I would definitely like to see a town that has no big cruise ships, but that doesn't mean no cruise ships.
Charles Sidman sits on a bench on the village green. Sidman says he'd be okay with smaller cruise ships, the kind that used to tie up at the town pier and stay overnight.
They're far more beneficial to the local economy, and they're not off-putting to all the land-based visitors and the residents. So the future I would like to see for Bar Harbor cruise tourism is small ships. Not no ships, small ships.
Sidman is one of the residents who submitted the citizen petition that became the 2022 ordinance, and he's been involved in several of the lawsuits over it.
They're turning our town, our beautiful town, into a Coney Island or a Times Square. And we are turning off, I believe, many more people than we're turning on.
He argues that the large cruise ship crowds are a burden for most businesses, and that the benefits of the larger ships are enjoyed only by a few retail stores right next to the water, and business owners directly involved on the pier. Among them, the Walsh family, which operates the dock and tender boat services and strongly opposes the 1,000-person cap.
It wasn't meant to be a tool to fix something. It was meant to be a discouragement to come here.
Eben Salvatore, who works for the Walsh family, says a ship's capacity doesn't reflect how many people are in town. Not everyone on the ship disembarks, their arrival is spread across several hours, and is limited by the capacity of the tender boats bringing them to shore.
The actuality and the reality of the visitation is it's very controlled, it's a slower pace than people can sometimes portray it, and it isn't 4,000 people coming ashore at once. It's much less than that.
And Salvatore says the uncertainty surrounding the town's cruise ship policy is affecting business. He says Royal Caribbean canceled all its stops in Bar Harbor this year, which has hurt businesses that depend heavily on income from the fall season.
A business model on a six-month operating window is very difficult, and any business in Bar Harbor will tell you they're paying off bills that have accumulated all year until the end of August and into September. And that's why our fall cruise ship visitation was so important to so many businesses, because that's when they started making their living.
Some residents see the debate over the role the cruise ship business should have in Bar Harbor as pointing to larger questions about the role of tourism, keeping space for residents in their town, and trust in local government. For Council Chair Valerie Peacock, the 2022 referendum made it clear that residents wanted a significant change, and they wanted it quickly.
Bar Harbor's changed a lot in the last 20 years. Visitation has gone up a lot. You can feel it in the cars. You can feel it in the sort of flavor and the feel of downtown, and folks are frustrated by that.
And no matter what the outcome of the cruise ship ordinance on the November ballot, it's likely that those frustrations will still be felt in Bar Harbor after Election Day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Bedayan.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the future of cancer treatment. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.